This is Academic Challenge on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM as area high schools test their smarts for points and a chance to be Academic Challenge champion. Academic Challenge on WSJM is presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. And supported by Cook Nuclear Power Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, the Michigan Army National Guard, and Berrien Springs Public Schools. Now, this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the WSJM Academic Challenge. On today's show, River Valley takes on South Haven. Good luck to both teams, and we're going to start the warm-up round with River Valley. And I have a visual question for your consideration. Name this country based on its shape. Captain, your answer?
We can't see it.
Hold on. Our layout is messed up. We're seeing everybody right now. Hold on. Sorry.
It looks like Egypt.
Our normal format, like kind of. There we go. All right, there.
Look. Answer Egypt.
Egypt is right. River Valley on the scoreboard. How about it, South Haven? Name this country based on its shape.
Answer France.
That is France, correct. So both teams scoring on country shapes. Now, South Haven, the category is hymns. It's the title of a 2018 Sidney Pollack documentary featuring Aretha Franklin. What hymn by abolitionist sailor John Newton includes the refrain, "I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see."
Avery, any guesses? Avery's not in right now.
Captain, your answer?
No, I didn't.
Let's turn it over to River Valley, see if they know.
Answer, Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, yes. Probably the prototypical hymn that has crossed over into the popular consciousness. Now, River Valley, finish the title of this hymn. What a blank we have in Jesus. Fill in the blank. Captain, your answer?
Answer, love.
No, South Haven, can you steal the 10 points?
Maybe joy.
Joy?
Or faith?
Faith.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, faith.
The answer is friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Now, River Valley, the category is names. Who, in April 2011, had the dubious distinction of becoming the longest-serving heir apparent to the British throne? This oldest son of Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip has two sons, William and Harry, with Lady Diana Spencer. Captain, your answer?
Prince Charles.
Answer, Prince Charles.
Prince Charles is correct. South Haven, the answer is not Superman, but this person was a man of steel. At least, that's what his name means in Russian. Who was the second leader of the USSR who transformed it from a poor agricultural country to a superpower?
Answer, Joseph Stalin.
Stalin gets you another 10. South Haven, President Biden is our category now. Recent U.S. intelligence reports that what world leader pushed a pro-Trump influence campaign during the 2020 election in hopes of disgracing and defeating Joe Biden?
Answer, Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin of Russia, yes. River Valley. In his first primetime address, President Biden directed U.S. states to have COVID-19 vaccination opportunities available for all adults by which date?
Answer, May 1st.
May 1st is correct. River Valley, life science for you. The largest of the huge molecules called proteins form part of the smallest and least complex infectious agent, which are lifeless and inert outside of a living cell. What is this sort of minuscule particle that causes COVID-19?
Answer, virus.
It's a virus, yes. South Haven, it has five distinct layers, but it has no blood vessels. What is this clear convex organ that projects like a dome over the front surface of the eye?
Cornea.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, cornea.
Cornea is the correct answer. South Haven, punctuation marks is the category. It appears in many compound words. What is this punctuation mark, a feature of the words up to date and 29?
Answer, hyphen.
Hyphen is right. I thought you were going to say dash based on team consultation, which would have been incorrect. River Valley, which punctuation mark follows an interjection?
Answer, exclamation point.
It is an exclamation point, and that ends the warm-up round. We've got a good game going. River Valley has 60, South Haven 50. We'll announce the 72nd round categories after substitutions are made, if any.
Okay, well, we know our substitutions. And Miles coming in, Kendra and Mackenzie are going out. And yes, Avery, I could see you dying during Amazing Grace.
Yeah, but that was such a simple answer.
Later.
Are we all set, Mr. Fairbanks?
We're ready to go.
Okay, that's Josh Fairbanks, coach of the River Valley team. Earlier you heard Kristen Day, who coaches South Haven. And the categories teams are American Revolution, Name the Crime, Green, and Poetry.
We're going to do poetry, right?
I think between us English kids.
Yeah. South Haven, you're going for Poetry or American Revolution?
American Revolution.
They're going for American Revolution. They were just joking with the poetry category there. And American Revolution, the subject for South Haven. 70 seconds on the clock. Start the clock. Here we go. It ended in what year when the treaty was signed?
Answer, 1782.
1782. No. At what battle did Washington defeat the Hessians on Christmas Day of 1776?
The river one.
Delaware River?
No, the peace treaty ending the war was signed in this city.
Answer, Paris?
Yes, this was John Paul Jones's 1779 ship sunk in a battle with the Serapis. This British general surrendered at Saratoga.
Come back to it.
This Frenchman led American troops against Cornwallis at Yorktown.
Answer, Mahaya.
Yes, that's right, and time runs out. We got through six of them. You got two of them right. And let's refer these four to River Valley in the category of American Revolution. It ended in what year when the treaty was signed?
Answer, 1778.
That was 1783. At what battle did Washington defeat the Hessians on Christmas Day of 1776?
Answer, Lexington.
No, at South Haven, he crossed the Delaware River right before the Battle of Trenton. All right, River Valley, this was John Paul Jones's 1779 ship sunk in a battle with the Serapis.
Answer, the Victoria.
No, it's the Bonhomme Richard is how the French would pronounce it. Bonhomme Richard, it might be an American's pronunciation. And this British general surrendered at Saratoga.
Answer, William II.
No, it was John Burgoyne. So South Haven now wishing they'd gone with poetry. River Valley, what is your category?
Green. We'll go with green. That's a critical calling.
The category is green. Start the clock. Here we go. Which country has an all-green flag with no insignia or design?
Answer, Chile.
No, Fort Ticonderoga was captured by what group of soldiers?
Answer, the Greenies.
No, the Green Knight is beheaded by which member of King Arthur's Round Table?
Answer, Robert.
No, which pigment helps convert light energy into food in photosynthesis?
Answer, green.
No, the Lord maketh me to lie down where? According to Psalm 23.
Answer, the grass.
No, the cluster of spectators around the green in a golf tournament.
Wait. The peanut gallery. Answer.
Well, you got your answer in time. gallery is correct. We're giving you 10 points for that. And South Haven, green for you. You got the first five coming your way. South Haven, which country has an all-green flag with no insignia or design?
No clue.
Wait, who?
He said no clue.
Yeah,
no,
his name.
Just pass. All right, the answer is Libya. Fort Ticonderoga was captured by what group of soldiers?
Was that like...
Answer, the Green Mountain Boys.
The Green Mountain Boys, yes. Which pigment helps convert light energy to food in photosynthesis?
Chlorophyll.
Answer, chlorophyll.
That's the one. The Lord maketh me to lie down where? According to Psalm 23.
In the green grass? I don't know.
Answer, in the green grass.
In green pastures. Close. That's it for the 70 seconds round. The score is now 90-70 in favor of South Haven. We'll turn to the Stump the Experts round momentarily. We'll pause for any substitutions.
South Haven is awesome.
Okay. We're going to start to Stump the Experts round with River Valley. The category is music. Beethoven composed 9 symphonies. You'll hear a passage from one of them. And I want you to tell me which one it is. One moment, please.
I know. I was thinking. This thing is so funny. When it's a good luck.
Almost there. River Valley, do you know?
Yes, the Third Symphony, 100%.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It's not the Third Symphony. Good try, South Haven.
All right. We at least know it's not the third.
1 through 9, right?
Yeah. So we'll have a big chance to get in the third.
Captain, your answer?
Answer the fourth.
It's the ninth. End of the first symphony we played for you. I'm sorry, end of the first movement of that symphony. And now South Haven will ask you to listen to the voice of Bing Crosby and name that tune.
Once I built a railroad, I made it run. Made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done.
What's that song?
Once I built a railroad? I don't know.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, once I built a railroad.
No, River Valley, any idea?
Train, railroad?
Captain, your answer?
Answer, railroad to heaven.
The answer is, brother, can you spare a dime? Well, two tough music questions go by the boards. South Haven, let's try language arts. These statements illustrate what kind of oversimplified ideas. White men can't dance. Politicians are philanderers. Redheads are hot-tempered. Asians have high IQs.
Answer stereotypes.
They are stereotypes, yes. River Valley, translate this sentence to English. Le français est la langue d'amour. Le français est la langue d'amour.
Answer, France is the city of love.
No, South Haven, can you take it?
My guess is, do you speak French, yes or no?
No, I'm pretty sure it's French is the language of love. Language of love.
Is right. Devin, nice going there.
Fluent
in French, no doubt. River Valley, ancient history is the subject now. Jean-François Chapoléon deciphered them from the Greek word meaning sacred carvings. What ancient writing system using pictograms was used by the Egyptians?
Answer, hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics gets you 20. South Haven, here's your ancient history question. Spartacus once hid on its slopes. Name this the only volcano to have erupted on the mainland of Europe in the last 100 years.
Say
Vesuvius
or something like that.
Yeah.
That was 100 years ago.
Captain,
your answer?
Answer Vesuvius.
Mount Vesuvius, yes. South Haven, we switch to categories now to farming. What 12-letter portmanteau word starting with A defines the entire system of commercial farming by large corporations in which all steps and sectors in the chain of food processing from supply and production through retail sales are integrated?
Agriculture? Answer agriculture.
Not what we're going for. River Valley, can you take it? Captain, your answer?
Answer, advertising.
The answer is agribusiness.
Agribusiness.
You learned it first right here on the Academic Challenge. Okay, River Valley, here's your farming question. Monsanto, the agribusiness company, has developed soybean and corn varieties that are resistant to a herbicide that was once developed by Monsanto itself. Such modified crops are referred to as blank ready. Fill in the blank with the name of that herbicide. Captain, your answer?
Answer GMO ready.
No, South Haven.
Roundup ready?
Answer Roundup?
Yes, that was Avery, right, on that one? Nicely done. Roundup ready. River Valley, astronomy is our subject. A few years ago, astronomers found that the ice on Pluto is not methane ice, as believed, but is the frozen form of just one element. Name this element, not found in methane, but a constituent of ammonia. Captain, your answer?
Answer, water.
It's not water. South Haven.
Nitrogen?
Is it liquid nitrogen or liquid hydrogen?
Wait.
It's not an ammonia. Ammonia
is hydrogen. Is there hydrogen in methane?
Yes.
Then it's nitrogen, I think.
Okay, so answer nitrogen.
Good teamwork on that one. Nitrogen gets you another 20. South Haven, here's your astronomy question. One letter in this alphabet represents the brightest star in a constellation. Name the language.
Greek.
Greek. Yeah. Answer Greek.
Greek is right. So you garner 40 points on astronomy, and you're over 200 now. South Haven, two answers required on this one. Baffin Bay lies between what second largest country in the world and what autonomous territory?
Wait, what lies between?
Baffin Bay lies between what second largest country in the world and what autonomous territory? Captain, your answer?
Answer Canada and Greenland.
Canada and Greenland is right. South Haven is on a tear in today's final period. River Valley, two answers required on this one. One was formed on April 4th, 1949, and the other, in response to the first, on May 14th, 1955. Their headquarters were in Belgium and Poland. The Cold War became deep-rooted in the mid-1950s after the formation of what two adversarial military alliances?
Answer Soviet Union and the United States?
No, South Haven?
Answer NATO and the Warsaw Pact.
NATO and the Warsaw Pact is right. And that's the end of the game. The final score, 90 to 250 in favor of a red-hot South Haven team. Thanks so much for joining us this year in the Academic Challenge. I'm Charles Beal, your host. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM, presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. And supported by Cook Nuclear Power Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, the Michigan Army National Guard, and Berrien Springs Public Schools on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.